WHDD presents Susan Says.
It is with great sadness today that I tell you guys something. Something I never thought I'd have to say or do in my life, certainly not here in America. I went for a walk without my mask, one of the first in this COVID environment. But before I left the house, I took off my Jewish star. I'd bought it recently, a small, pretty neck symbol of my religion. I'm not very religious. I don't go to temple. I'm more of a cultural Jew, I guess. I support Israel. I'm involved with Holocaust organizations. I used to work for two of them. For the first time in my life, I was afraid to be identified as Jewish. The streets of New York and other cities in America are no longer safe for Jews. The percent of anti-Semitic attacks has risen way over the norm, almost double. Synagogues are vandalized. Orthodox Jews are attacked in the street. In Los Angeles, gangs are roaming the streets, asking restaurant patrons if they're Jewish and then attacking them if they are. This is happening now, here. Reminiscent of Nazi Germany, maybe. We have not had Kristallnacht, night of burning businesses in the open, but this is bad enough. I saw some buses parked across the street outside of Central Park. They had Hebrew writing, indicating they were from a Jewish school, as the kids obviously were in the park. And I thought, they should take those signs down. They shouldn't advertise who they are here in America, in New York. How sad. Years ago, I went on a trip with the Simon Wiesenthal Center to Paris to protest the rise of anti-Semitism there. We were on a bus throughout the city with Rabbi Lau, one of the great Israeli leaders who had walked with his brother at the age of 7 through Poland to escape the Holocaust. They told us, close the windows, sit away from them in case they were pelted with stones. And he said, no, we will not cower. We will be proud and sit where we want with our windows open. The other day I cowered. I'm not proud of it. I'm scared. I'm sad that Asians are being attacked, that Jews are being attacked here in America. I do speak out on the internet, so I suppose I'm fighting back. I speak out on the radio, don't I? I do support groups that fight anti-Semitism, anti-Asian hatred. I've supported Black Lives Matter, always. Now I am concerned that some of the Black Lives Matter movements have backed Palestinians' terrorism and their rage against Israel. Black and Jewish relationships have always been allies through civil rights. On one positive note, I posted about my taking off my star on Instagram. I got a lovely supportive post from a Muslim woman I do not know. Some sign of hope. I treasure that. I'm devastated that yet another mass shooting took place here in America because we are a nation of guns and crazy killers more than any other nation. Our so-called government does nothing about it. The amount of assaults on the subways now in New York have doubled so far this year. It's totally unsafe. I will not go down there. The parole and bail situation for crimes here is ridiculous. I hope whoever the new mayor is in New York knows how to fight crime. I'm very sad for all of us here now in America. Very, very sad.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.